Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
This past week, I've been dealing with a number of people who have been weighed down with feelings of guilt. This spiritual and mental suffering was affecting their lives very severely and negatively, and they were looking to have this burden of guilt lifted from their shoulders. While many psychologists and psychiatrists today say guilt should not be an issue for humanity liberated from the shackles of Christianity and the ideals of ultimate right and wrong, they say that we are animals who do what just comes naturally. Therefore, we should feel no guilt or shame. Unfortunately, this modern-day assessment of our human nature does not square with reality. The Bible knows of guilt, an objective guilt that affects us when we deliberately sin against God's commandments. This disobedience toward God's objective precepts causes subjective guilt, which is a desperate feeling inside of us, which can affect us physically, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. The result of such feelings of subjective guilt may include anxiety, frustration, and increased levels of stress. We may employ defensive thinking to justify our actions to ourselves and to others. Guilt almost always brings feelings of inferiority, self-condemnation, and anger, which is bottled up and held within. Feelings of unresolved guilt will eventually lead to physical ailments, as we are unable to cope with the moral pain gnawing away inside of us. The Bible is aware of such devastating feelings of guilt. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 13, Cain cries out after murdering his brother, "My guilt is greater than I can bear." And in Exodus chapter 28, verse 38, Aaron is said to bear any guilt from the holy things that the people of Israel consecrate as their holy gifts. It is also possible for someone to bear the guilt of actions performed by another. In Numbers chapter 30, verse 15, if a husband fails to nullify a rash vow taken by his wife quickly, then, quote, he shall bear her guilt. In contrast, Ezekiel informs us that a son is not to be held accountable for the guilt of his father in Ezekiel 18, verse 19. And in Psalm 32, we can see the effect of unconfessed sin and the guilt it produces. My bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. My strength was dried up as by heat in the summer. But when David acknowledged his sin, and he did not cover up his iniquity, he confessed his transgressions to God, and God lifted the weight of the guilt off of David's shoulders. Here God bore responsibility for the king's sin, just as the husband in Numbers chapter 15 assumed responsibility for his wife's actions, whether right or wrong. So now God has assumed responsibility for our sinful actions. This is the reason the prophet Isaiah can declare that the sins of those living in Jerusalem will be, quote, forgiven their guilt because of God's grace. Ultimately, the lifting up or the removal of our guilt comes through Jesus Christ, who was lifted up so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 15. And when Jesus was lifted up the cross, he was able to draw all people unto himself through the forgiveness of their sins and the removal of their guilt. Jesus, the one who bore our sins on the cross and removed the guilt of those sins from us, now welcomes us into a relationship with him, which is a relationship of forgiveness, friendship, and salvation. Hebrews chapter 9, 28 describes the work of our Savior like this. So Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting him. Today, if you are being crushed under the enormous weight of sin and guilt, if you are in that dark and painful place of suffering under the effects of guilt, then hear the words of the Apostle John. They are spoken to you. If we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Christ, you are forgiven. Christ Jesus has lifted the sin and the guilt off of your shoulders, and he has carried it away when he died on the cross. In Christ, you are forgiven, and you are free. Let us pray. O Lord, we implore you, let your continual pity cleanse and defend your church. And because she cannot continue in safety without your aid, preserve her evermore by your help and your goodness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.